Most of us, I think, are familiar with the story of Helen Keller. She was born completely healthy, but soon contracted a very serious illness, and at the age of 19 months, became blind, deaf, and eventually mute. Later in life, as she reflected on her early childhood, Keller compared herself to a ship at sea in a dense fog with no compass, no oars, and no anchor. A prisoner within her own body, she became both enraged and desperately unhappy. She longed for some kind of release, but none came for more than 5 years. On the day that Helen Keller called the most important in her life, March 3rd, 1887, a new teacher, Anne Sullivan, arrived. And this is how Keller describes that moment. "I felt approaching footsteps. I stretched out my hand as I supposed it to be my mother, but someone took it, and I was caught up and held close in the arms of someone who had come to reveal all things to me, and more than all else, to love me." If Bartimaeus, the blind man in today's gospel, had ever written down his thoughts and feelings at being healed by Jesus, they probably would have echoed those words of Helen Keller. Like the blind young child whose meeting with her teacher became the turning point in her life, so did Bartimaeus's encounter with Jesus change absolutely everything for him. Helen Keller not only learned to read and write, she eventually graduated from college with honors. Bartimaeus, cured of his physical blindness, also began to see with deeper insight that faith was the most important part of his life. He recognized his cure as a sign that the Messiah, foretold by Jeremiah in today's first reading, had arrived in the person of Jesus. Bartimaeus became a disciple and followed Jesus on the way that led to Jerusalem, to the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Jesus's words in today's gospel, of course, are spoken not only to Bartimaeus, but to each one of us. All of us, in some sense, lack sight. Our vision is in some way limited. And so, like Bartimaeus, we too can call out to the Lord, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus responds to each of us as he did to Bartimaeus. "What do you want me to do for you?" What a key question that is. It represents both an invitation and a promise. Jesus invites us to believe in him and promises us that genuine faith never goes unanswered. As with Bartimaeus, Jesus' question can be a turning point for those who allow him to answer their needs by healing them. But here's the rub. Do we have the courage and conviction to follow Bartimaeus' lead and cry out, "Master, I want to see"? Do we have what it takes to acknowledge and admit our own lack of vision? Are we ready to accept that we have a blindness that prevents us from clearly seeing and faithfully following Jesus? Some of us are completely blind to our own faults and failings, choosing instead to focus on the weakness of others. Can we really pray, "Master, I want to see," and mean it? Some of us are blind to the many blessings that God has given us and are too ready to complain. Others are so blinded by unrestrained desires for pleasure and comfort that we fail to notice each other and those most in need among us. Some ignore the poor and the suffering, refusing any responsibility for their safety and security. And all too often, our eyes are darkened by prejudice. We fail to respect all races. We look down on the poor and the downtrodden. Some are blinded by pride, a pride that prevents us from standing humbly and sincerely before our God. Whatever the source of our blindness, the experience of Bartimaeus assures us that healing is possible if we have the desire to see. If it is fueled by true faith and followed up by a renewed commitment to following the Lord along whatever road he leads us. As we continue with our Eucharist together, let us ask for ourselves, for our families, for our parish, and indeed for our nation, that we will all be given the gifts of sight and insight that we need, and that we will use those gifts to help build up God's kingdom among us. Please join me in the Nicene Creed.